When we think of running a business, we might think of sales, marketing, and accounting. But how does emotional support from mentors, your employees, and loved ones affect a startup and your ability to succeed? Karen Vessels is founder of SnapSales. She joins us now in studio to discuss how important it is to get that support. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Karen, how important is it for someone to have emotional support, especially when embarking on that entrepreneurial journey?
You know, it's more important than what we think, and it's something that's not spoken about.
Right.
Again, like you said, when we think about building a business, creating a business, we focus on structures, systems, processes, but we forget about the soft skills, the soft side of things, and that is where the emotional support comes in.
Yeah.
And it does get connected.
That's true. What conversations should we then be having with our loved ones with regards to support, and what exactly are we looking for when we're asking for the support?
So I think we should be upfront with our loved ones, especially when you're starting a business, and explain to them the kind of journey that you're going to embark on, the support that you'll need from them in terms of emotional, mental support is imperative to make this a success.
Yeah.
And it's going to have a certain kind of draining on the relationship if it's not managed and you don't speak about it. So you have to say to your partner, look, we're going to have a time out every night or once a week, and just talk about the week, what has happened, how are we feeling, where are we currently.
Right. So are we looking into maybe I can't make certain sports activities for the kids over the weekend, financial obligations? Because some people think that when you start a business, then boom, you're in it for the money. What sort of instances are we looking at?
Exactly things like that. So it's we are going to sacrifice time. When you're a business owner, your day starts perhaps 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. It could end 11, 12 o'clock at night. There may not be time to spend time with loved ones, with your partner, with your children, with your parents. And they need to understand this from the beginning, that there may be sports matches missed, that maybe date night has to be set once a month to make time for each other. And this is the kind of things that you need to talk about.
And as much as we're looking for cheerleaders, you also find cheerleaders that don't really give you the full truth. How do you find a balance between people that really give it to you as it is and those that just give you a pat on the back and say, well done?
I think you very quickly learn who are the genuine people who understand what you're going through. They appreciate the kind of risk that you're taking. Look, this journey that you're on, there's no guarantees. It is a bit of a risk-taking adventure. And again, you'll quickly learn that there are certain people who have your back and they will tell you as it is. And there are those who will falsely praise you just to say that they have been with you on the journey. And your intuition, your gut, will tell you who are the true ones.
That's so true. And as much as we need support from loved ones, you also need support from your employees. Mm. How do you garner that support and mutual respect, and also just for them to understand the vision that you have for the business and be with you on the journey?
I think the key thing there is not only getting their commitment, but getting them to buy into your vision and for them to understand the long play. Where is this business going? And for them to understand their worth. How do they fit into the business? Without them, without that one component, things could fall apart. Another thing is to give them a voice and to ask them for their opinion. It's not just I say and you do.
Mm.
Come to the table with perhaps ideas, solutions, and let's incorporate it in what we're already doing.
So that is very important when you do have your employees' support. In instances where they're not really with you, they don't understand your vision, what normally happens in such cases?
Well, I think the relationship starts falling apart. They start veering off in another direction, and perhaps the vision of the company, the brand, your message that you're putting together doesn't come together as cohesively as you want it to be.
Right.
So then you might need to say, right, let's have a meeting, let's chat about where we are, where you are, and why we're not aligning. Are you not buying into our vision? Do you not feel the passion, the commitment? Perhaps you're in the wrong job. Maybe we should place you in another department. Maybe your skill set will be better there.
Mm-hmm. Employees, coaches, role models, how important are they when it comes to support?
I cannot state how vital that is. It is so important. As an athlete, you're not going to go to a sport event without a coach.
Right.
It's not going to happen. As a business owner, why don't you have a business coach? Why don't you have a mentor? It's essential for the growth of your business, for your personal development, to make sure that your business is a success, that you have a coach that will show you, look, you are veering off on the wrong way here. or perhaps a bit of an angle change just to make sure that you're right on track.
So how do I go about finding this coach? Is it someone who's in the same industry as me, or are business principles the same throughout? Where do I start?
There are many avenues. I would say networking events. So you meet up with fellow entrepreneurs. They may know someone who would be a great match for you. There are different digital platforms that you could access key people. But the thing is, and I love this phrase, get out of the building. So make sure that you go and meet people. And it could be someone in a corporate environment. It could be another entrepreneur. It could be a retired, successful business person. You don't know where you're going to meet your coach or your mentor, but it is essential that you go and look for them, that they make you make them a part of your journey.
Then what expectations should I have from my coach in terms of the role that they play in my life? Can I call them at 1 o'clock in the morning when I'm having a crisis? Or do you build some sort of relationship where there's mutual understanding in terms of when you contact each other and what you talk about?
So it's a lot like dating.
Okay.
When you meet your coach, you don't immediately say, right, you're going to be my coach.
Okay.
You start forming a relationship. You start getting to know each other. And it should be someone you can have a cup of coffee with or perhaps lunch. As this relationship forges, you start developing into this coach kind of role. And you determine from the outset, what are the barriers? What are the boundaries that you're going to communicate with each other? Am I allowed to contact you when I have a crisis 1 o'clock in the morning? Or is it okay for me to phone you 7 o'clock? Do we see each other once a week? Do we have a Skype call once a month? Do we meet for a cup of coffee? It's things that you need to talk about.
Yeah. So you really set the playing field for both of you, then the relationship starts from there. Are there other avenues where people could go to in terms of finding support when they're starting their entrepreneurial journeys?
Absolutely. At home. So your partner would be your support person, your family. Again, networking events, and networking, not just traditional networking events, so things where you would meet other startups, other entrepreneurs, just a place where people are throwing ideas around. It could even be that you pop into a co-working space, and you go work there for the day. You don't know who's going to walk through the door.
Yeah.
Strike up a conversation with anyone there, everyone. And it's always this learning curve and this continuous development.
What mistakes do entrepreneurs make with regards to pushing people away who are trying to support them?
It's probably, you know, it's my thing. I'm going to manage it. I'm going to do this on my own. Forgetting that perhaps the person who's offering support or help is doing it with the greatest intention.
Mm.
They're not trying to detract from what you're doing. And we get so caught up in our own headspace and what we're busy with that we forget to look out of our own environment.
And lastly, do entrepreneurs even remember to support themselves?
I think a lot of us are very guilty of this. We don't take time out. We forget to read that book that's been lying on the bedside table for 6-7 months.
Yes.
We want to go run, but we cannot go run now because we have a business meeting to prepare for. Mm. So we are very guilty of not saying no. Mm. And the empowerment of saying no, that, you know, and it's no to yourself.
Yes.
I'm going to set aside this task right now, and I'm going to take time out for myself. I'm going to go clear my head. I'm going to go and have a cup of coffee, go for a walk, go watch a movie, spend time with someone that I really enjoy spending time with, and making sure that I do it. Even if you block out time in your calendar, every Wednesday between 2 and 3, it's your time. Stick to it. Be consistent and make sure that you do it.
Karen, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for this valuable advice.
Thank you.
And that was Karen Vessels, founder of Snap Sales.